الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام الله، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this most beautiful Thursday morning. Allah Ta'ala grant you an apa afiyat. Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen and Islam from you. May Allah Ta'ala accept your efforts. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, Brother Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 38, Surah Uswad, and verses number 71, 72 and 73 is our lesson today, including 74 also. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us what happened when He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, created the masterpiece, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. We as Muslims are unanimous that Adam and Eve, first Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam was created, then he is in Jannah, but no wife, no life, so now he is feeling lonely. Then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created from him, that is, khalaqa minha zawjaha, Quran says, so that is his honorable wife, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and that is what we say in English, Adam and Eve, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. And the Bible and all that also makes mention of it, but obviously we don't accept everything in the Bible because it's corrupted in many places. Chapter number 38, verse number 71 is our starting point. Is qala rabbuk. You know, when you have a verb in the past tense and is preceded by the word is, it means udhkur, remember. So remember, qala rabbuk, when your sustainer, nourisher, provider said, lil malaika, to the angels, to the jinn and that invisible creation of Almighty Allah, some of them are good, are Muslims, some of them are shaitan and very bad and those so and so forth. And then the malaika, they all very good, that whatever Almighty Allah commands them to do, they fulfill that, and that is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 66. Verse 6, La ya'asuna Allah ma amarahum wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. They don't have the ability to go and disobey Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So anyway, so Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is reminding us that you must remember when Almighty Allah addressed the angels, not to make mashura with them or consult them, just to inform them, Inni khalikum bashar. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created this human being on the Friday, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. So from Saturday to Thursday, that 6 days, Almighty Allah created the universe. And Almighty Allah, first you build your house and then you move in. So Almighty Allah created the universe, and then the masterpiece of Allah's creation, and that is human being, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, the father of humanity. Therefore, Almighty Allah addresses them and says, Ya Bani Adam, O progeny of Adam, O progeny of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Inni khalikum basharam min tween. I am creating this human being from sand. That refers, sand, clay, whatever you want to translate. So that refers to Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. For me and you, we say that our father, mother met, and then remember that from semen and sperm we were created. Kudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ. Hence, when I remember, I shaped him, this human being. You look at our eyes, our nose, our ears, our tongue. Who can do all that? أَلَمْ نَجْأَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. What have we not made for you, your two eyes? وَلِسَانًا, your tongue, and وَشَفَتَيْنِ, and your lips, and all these type of things here. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. وَنَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. And I blew in him, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, my ruh. Ruh means which Allah created, and then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, let that ruh get inserted into him, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, that soul, spirit, translate it as you want to. So remember, till today the doctors are baffled, they don't understand this. How many times they have tried in the hospital clinics, we see ourselves, that sometime we are there by our beloved mother, beloved father, whoever, in ICU or other wards, and you see a person next to them passes away. If you ask what happened, they'll just say he passed on and he died and so forth. So regarding the ruh, the soul, the spirit, Allah Jalla Wala states, وَمَا أُوْتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Of knowledge you have been given but a little bit. So how much do we know? Very, very little. Therefore, when you study the entire Quran Sharif, you only find one place and one thing has been commanded. Chapter 20, Surah Taha, verse 114. قُلْ سَيَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Ya Allah, increase me in knowledge. Knowledge precedes everything. Therefore, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, brought a chapter also. بَابُ الْإِلْمِ قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. To show that you need to have the correct knowledge, then only your iman will be correct. Otherwise, the Christian, the Jew, and the Hindu, the Buddhist, and every person will say they got knowledge. But that knowledge is information. The knowledge we're talking about is that which will bring us closer, nearer to Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, nearer to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then not only we must know it, we must accept it. Islam is not Jannah. Islam is manna. It's not only knowing, we must be know it, and then we believe in it from the inner recesses of our heart as well. So till today, for them also, it is a mystery. فَقَعُولَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. And all you malaika, you must fall down and bow down and go down to him, to Nabi Adam alayhi salam in sujood. How we perform sajda, and we all, wherever we are, in the plane, in the train, on the land, on the sand, on the ocean. So we are facing the Baytullah, the Kaaba, Musharrafah. We're not worshipping it. It's a means of bringing about unity, uniformity. So the angels were commanded, yeah, that you must make the sajda out of ta'zim and respect, not for ta'abbud and for worship. Worship is only for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, in our Sharia, last night there was a janazah in our family. So the mayyit is in front of our sister Naseema Saluji, rahimahullah. Allah grant the Jannat al-Firdaus. I had to perform janazah and so forth. So now the janazah in front, then the imam, and then the congregation at the back. So there's no ruku, there's no sajda. To show ruku and sajda, bowing down, prostrating, is solely, only, exclusively for Almighty Allah in our Sharia. So understand this, that this sajda was not for ta'abbud and worshipping purposes, it was for ta'zim. So what the angels did, فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ. You see the word fa, فَأَيْ تَعْقِيبُ. Hence, subsequently, consequently, all the translations will work. So all the angels at one time simultaneously, they all went into sujood and they bowed down, prostrated, did everything simultaneously. So فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, and they went into the sajda and prostrated. كُلُّهُمْ, all of them, no exception, no exclusion, أَجْمَعُونَ, simultaneously one time. إِلَّا Iblis, but Iblis is not from the Malaika, but from the angels. كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. Quran says he was from the jinn, but he also was commanded. So therefore you will see in tomorrow's lesson that when he has to answer, he doesn't say, no, you didn't command me. So he was commanded. But why did he not make sajda? Illa Iblis, except Lucifer, Satan, Shaitan, call whatever you want to in English, in other languages and so forth. Every word you must try and analyze the philology, history of it. You see the word Iblis. So if you see a very similar word, what's happening in the world today to the Muslims, and that by and large, look at the Arab countries, Muslim countries. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When they forget the advices given to them, we open the doors for them. So much oil, so much money, so much resources, so much, so many places they have gas and what have you. But what? They get so arrogant and proud. إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. So much so when they are happy, proud and arrogant, بِمَا أُوتُوا, what they were given, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Suddenly we seize them. You see a hurricane, Milton, making biltong out of the Americans, the haramis. 5 million of them flying and fleeing. So بَغْتَةً, suddenly we punish them. Suddenly, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. You see the word there? And they are the people now, they have lost all hope, and now they are in the state of despair. Surah chapter number 6 and verse number 44. So that is how you understand the words. So does Iblis now, he knows, Aba was takbar, Quran says other place. Aba, he defied the commandment of Allah because of jealousy. Was takbara, and his pride. Where is all this happening? In Jannah. All this is happening in Jannah. So the first crime to happen in Jannah was jealousy and pride. And that is what we see today. If somebody is beating us or something, then the jealousy, the pride will come, and then we will say, we will show him a point, we will do this, we will do that. So Aba was takbara. Yeah, Almighty Allah states, so he has entered the state of despair. He knows he's going to Jahannam and the hellfire. So he, Iblis, Satan, Lucifer, was expelled from Jannah, never to see Jannah, paradise again. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, all of them were transferred. You must be careful how you translate for both. Iblis, Satan, Lucifer expelled. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Allah transferred him. Why? Because now you must come here to this land and sand and become the Khalifa, implement the laws of Almighty Allah. And it was, he forgot about that for Nasiya Adam. Quran says he forgot about the prohibition and so forth. So istakbara. If you want to join it, then you read Iblis istakbara. But just stop is better. Iblis istakbara. It was his pride. Deliberately, intentionally, and he said it, Ana khayrun min, I'm superior to you. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. It was coming tomorrow's lesson. You created me from fire, the flame goes upwards. You created him from sand and dust and clay that remains on the land, so I'm superior to him, Allah forbid. Wa kana min al kafirin, and he was always from the disbelievers. He was always from those who are the kuffar and so forth. What happens after that? Inshallah, will continue tomorrow. So we need to look at it. Remember, our arch enemy is who? Iblis and Shaitan. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min Iblis wa junudi. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from Iblis, from Satan, Lucifer, and his army, agents, comrades, and cronies. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min shururi nafsi. Ya Allah, protect us from the evil of our own ego, our own lust, our desires, and everything. And then, obviously, tazkiyah. We have to purify and cleanse our hearts from this jealousy, from this pride, from this arrogance. Hubbul dunya, the excessive love of this world. Hubbul mal, excessive love for this wealth and name and fame and so many other things. And 99% of us, 90% of us are involved in all these things. Allah Jalla wa'ala, have mercy on us and forgive our shortcomings. Today, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 6th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, Ghazza, genocide, day number 370. Today, 370, that is the Gaza genocide. So here we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. 10 jutlas dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, roasted, toasted. Many, many others are injured, and now they on their way in transit straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Let this make us clear. We make this very clear. We have no sympathy, empathy for the Jutlas and the Jutlis, the Jews and their supporters and Zionists and so forth. One settler, one bullet is our fatwa verdict. You can quote us in any part of the world, and that is the truth, and we must follow the truth. Hurricane Milton has landed there in Florida. Do you know what speed? Over 200 kilometers per hour, more than 4 meters high. That's 15 feet high and more. And 5 million people have taken flight and left. They want to kick the people of Gaza out of Gaza. They want to steal the land of the Palestinians. You see, Shapiro is a Pakka Jew, but sometimes he writes the truth. Yesterday, you know, people send me a lot of things, you know. Who sends, we don't even know most of the time. So they send the cartoon of Shapiro. So one cartoon, oh, the Jutlas are crying. Our 100 hostages are there by Hamas. You know, these Jutlas can't pronounce Hamas. They say Hamas. So they can't pronounce the Ha, the He, as we say, you know. So what happens is that Hamas is troubling them, they Sunni, and the Houthis are troubling them of Yemen. Hezbollah are troubling them, they Shias, the Kuffar there of Lebanon. So these are the triple H troubling them, you see. So they can't pronounce that and so forth. So he writes the first cartoon, the 100 hostages, they crying and so forth. Then he writes from 1948, the Palestinians are hostages till now. So that is how many? 76 years, you must remember, and counting. So what about them and their hostages and the people you martyred and murdered? He doesn't spell that out, but it is understood. So well done to you, Shapiro. Sometimes a Jutla does good. We must praise him for that good. So it doesn't mean you praise him, you agreeing with him on everything. Obviously, no, that is foolishness to think like that. So Hurricane Milton came and it struck them there in Tampa. So that is in America. And 5 million people had to flee. And Allah's punishment this is. Allahumma azibhum azaban shadida. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik ya rabbal alameen. You punish them. They are the biggest terrorists, the biggest supplier in arms and ammunition and in cash and material wealth. That is $22 billion given to the rogue apartheid regime of Israel in the past year. So can you believe that? The aid has quadrupled. 4 times normally the amount they gave them in this past year and so forth. So 90%, 80% of people have run from there, and some of them don't have fuel in their cars. Some of them stayed behind, and it's like a war zone for them. We have no sympathy, empathy. We must make it clear. I've been twice to America. The American people, by and large, they're okay. We've been 5 times there to Palestine, occupied Palestine. So we know a little bit what goes on there and so forth. It's these politicians who come and corrupt their people and so forth, because they all have a vested interest. They want to steal the oil and the gas from Gaza and Palestine and so forth, and they want to build Eretz Israel, Greater Israel, min al-Furati ila al-Nil, from the Euphrates River in Iraq right up to the River Nile there in Egypt. That is their dream and their aspiration. Kiryat is a place there, remember, in Israel. 2,000 Jutlas told to move out of that place and city. Can you believe that? Because Lebanon, the Hezbollah, is firing. Every day they tell us, we killed this one, we killed this one. You cannot kill the spirit, you must remember, of the revolution. We know what is apartheid. We were born in apartheid. And we saw what apartheid does to you when they told us, "Eh, kuli, kharnadi kuli dortu." I was a very young boy and naive and simple. I mean, you getting a new house, a new shop and so forth. So we very elated, delighted and excited and so forth. But when I saw my parents crying, you must remember that. We can't forget this, you know. And they said, "Eh, kuli, kharnadi kuli dorptu." And in Heidelberg, our hometown where I was born, from where we were, the location, the African township, to go to the kuli dorp Indian wasn't so far. But still, why are you taking us out from here? That we not harming you, but they had a mentality, white is right, you see, and you are non-whites. The Africans, you non-whites, and coloreds, you are non-whites, and you coolies, Indians, you non-whites, get out from here. And that's how their apartheid started, and that is your separate development. So you make people more rebellious, and then you see the struggle started, and thereafter 1948, right till 1994, was the Nationalist Party, and they are thrown to the scraps of history. You Israel, you rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, we're going to put up in every city, major city of the world, the apartheid museum of Israel. Zawalu Israel is taking place. Israel is going to fall apart very soon, inshallah al-Aziz. Nasrum min Allah wa fathun qareeb is taking place. The X ban, you know, X Twitter, the ban was there on them there in Brazil. They had to pay hefty fines and so forth by Musk, and now that ban is lifted, so Twitter and X is working now in Brazil. Trump is supposed to be anti-war. He says, "I don't have wars," but he excludes Israel always. And they say, the analysts and experts in the field, this might cost him the presidency and he won't have a second term. And that is Trump. He'll say, no war in Ukraine, no war, yeah, no. But in the Middle East, they Israel, they must carry on. They must keep on killing Palestinians, Lebanese, Syrians, whoever. So that he promotes it. Why? Because they're all morons and haramis. Trump harami, Biden harami, and Kamala Harris, a whole lot morons and haramis. Israel and APEC and so forth has filled their pockets, remember, so much. Israel, Galant and Ba'an, BB says, we're going to have a surprise attack on Iran, and Iran will not know what hit them. Iran says, we're ready, we're waiting for you. This is the saber rattling, both our enemies, Shia, Kufar, Jutlas, our arch enemy, let them fight the hell out and so forth, and then we will be the spectators. Russians killed 6 in Ukraine. Well done, Putin. Putin is a big harami, but we support him. In this case, yeah, why? Because he's the only guy. He's got 6,000 plus nuclear, and therefore everybody is frightened of Russia. From Russia with love. Open it, Ben Putin. Give them one sample example of the nuclear. Clear there in Ukraine and so forth, before the elections, dance all the papa dance in American elections. Then you see CIA sex crime scandal, busy with this woman, raping this woman, threatening this woman. That is their life. Wine, dine, and swine. Remember that. And then they will tell you that the women in Afghanistan are oppressed and so forth. A lady who stays in a house, she's in parda and hijab and niqab, and she gives birth to the Mujahideen to give the British a good defeat, and defeated them thrice in the land of Afghanistan. And then the Russians came and defeated them. The whole Soviet Union disintegrated. Then the Yankees and Americans came, 48 countries, and our Taliban Mujahideen defeated them. Allahu Akbar. So why don't you speak about that? And you just come speak about the women. What you doing to your women? You raping them, you assaulting them, you treat them as prostitutes and so forth, and you are prostitutes yourself. Boeing says now they were drawing the pay offer. They offered their employees 30% increase over 4 years, and they, the people, the employees wanted 40%. Big scandal there also. MBS of Saudi Arabia, Murtad bin Shaitan, meets the Iranian foreign minister in Riyadh. They're making pally-pally now. Both parties don't trust one another. One side is the Saudis, other side are the Iranians. They speak, they smile, they can hug, everything for the cameras and media. But remember, inside, there's great distrust between the two. Remember, Iran's army can finish up UAE and Saudi Arabia in 1 week. That is how powerful an army they have, if you know anything. Burkina Faso, very good, says we are working with Russia. We don't trust America, we don't trust France, we don't trust these Western guys. Rather, we work with Putin and Russia. Let me tell you something about Putin and Russia. If you are loyal to Russia, then Russia will be very loyal to you. You see that Bashar Assad, 110% kuffar, non-Muslim, one of the worst people in the Shias, you must remember that. So he is an Alawi and so forth, crazy people, 100% kuffar. But he is always saved by Putin and Russia. Why? Because if you study the politics in Syria, I went 3, 4, 5 times, I can't even remember. So anyway, so when you go to these countries, then you will understand how the politics also works there. So because it suits them, it suits Russia in the Middle East, the only place they have a base is called Tartus. So that is their base, they will never give it up, right? So meaning while Putin is there, they will never give it up. Second one is this, now he need him in power. How they had his father, Hafiz Assad, in power. Our people are simple. You hear the word Hafiz, they think Hafiz al-Quran. They pakka Shias out of the fall of Islam. So that is how that now our countries in Africa, other places are realizing what Kissinger said. America never has friends. They only have interest. They will use you and then they will dump you. Russia will not do that. They will stand with you. So Burkina Faso, well done. And more African countries should realize that. One Indian soldier murdered and dispatched to Iran, remember, near the Pakistani border. So things are getting hot there as well. So yeah, you must remember in the UK, you know, there was the two Hindu guys. One was Sunak. So where are you, Sunak? Didn't I tell you before the next Diwali come, you'll be out? So I think maybe you're sitting there in Rwanda, you wanted to send people to Rwanda, and they kicked you out. You think the white man is going to follow you? And then you, the lady, Sula, she used to say this Palestinian marches are my marches of terrorism. So they all got kicked out, remember. Now they, the Conservative Party, are looking for a leader. So now the battle is between two people, a black lady and a white guy. The black lady, their names are so difficult also, I had to write it down properly. Badanoch, you understood, is the African lady's name. And the white guy's name is Jerick or something, right? And is a minister also. So between the two. But if you look at the percentage, how they won, that African black lady has a greater percentage. So now whoever wins amongst them, so then he or she will be the leader of the Conservative Party. Imagine if the African black lady wins and she becomes the leader. So they had whiteys, then they had the Indian garam masala Sunak, and he came with his Indian mentality. They kicked him out, and now they'll bring an African lady. Imagine she becomes the leader of the Conservative Party and Kamala Harris wins the elections. So now the whiteys will see what the hell is going on. America is run by an African. half African, half Indian garam masala in the White House, and you'll get some hot pickle there and so forth. And then Badenoch will be the leader of the opposition, the Conservative Party in Britain. That will be a good mix, remember that. 400 million plus spent on the VIP protection in our country, beloved South Africa. That is your ANC. Masters, you must remember, in squandering, wasting, stealing people's money. Why? You say, no, this is the president, this is the deputy president, 75 ministers, deputy ministers, in a bloated, remember, cabinet we have currently in South Africa and so forth. And for the senior guys, the real VIPs, 400 million spent in protection for overtime and so forth in the past 2 years. What a disgrace. Pretoria, Shwani, call whatever you want to, a new mayor has come, the revolving door is busy. First they'll have a DA, then they'll have ANC, then they'll have Jama'ah in Johannesburg and here and there, and then every 2 months, 3 months, 6 months it changes. Now Dr. Moya, the lady, she is the new executive mayor of Pretoria, but she comes from Action SA. Their votes are very few compared to the others and so forth, but she is now they and ANC, and that is Action SA and EFF cut the deal. We must get rid of these whiteys. So they got rid of the DA, we understand that mayor, and they all waste of time. You must remember, every 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, new mayor, new this. Who suffers? The people of that city, of that mega city, and so forth. Court denies Busisi, our previous, you understand, public protector, her payout of 10 million. She's trying her best to get the 10 million, and everywhere she's getting more and more disgraced and so forth. Okay, let me tell you what's happening today and so forth and what happened last night. So today between the 8:30 and 9 will be Maulana Musa Lahir. He will be interviewed by Maulana Zahid Khan, inshallah. Maulana Salim Karim, please make a note. And you, Junaid Mota, tomorrow, Friday, Adhan for Fajr will go at 10 past 4. Our program will start, inshallah, inshallah, at 4:15 from tomorrow, right? Adhan tomorrow, 4:10, on Markaz Sahaba and Radio Ansar International, inshallah. So Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, will carry the program tonight, inshallah. After Zohar, we'll go to Rustenburg. Allah reward our brother, Suleiman Haji, Suleiman Yaqub and his family, and inshallah they'll come fetch me, pick me up, and then we'll go to Rustenburg. After Isha is the program in the Jami Masjid Zinyawal, 8 o'clock Jamaat, and say 20 past 8, 8:25, 8:30, inshallah. So the program will start tonight, and that will continue till 9:30, 9:45 or so, that will, and will be live on Markaz Sahaba. Our Hajj quota for 1446 South Africa. South Africa has good ties with Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabia SA, South Africa SA, but SA, SA are not increasing the quota for the Hujjaj and pilgrims. Our quota still is 2,500. Now what you going to do with 2,500? But Hajj has become so expensive as well. Okay, yesterday was a very, very hectic day for me. So we received the news, my sister, she's a very close family of mine. I performed the nikah also 35, 36 years ago in Balfour. It was a double nikah, you see. My cousin Musa Karim Musi. So I told him, Musa, give me proper details, who's getting married to who. So our sister Nasima got married to the Saluji brother, and remember that Haju Hajra got married to Parker. So remember that, mashallah, so they all got children and so forth and so on. So yesterday in the afternoon she passed away, Nasima. Allah Ta'ala grant her Jannatul Firdaus. So around 5 o'clock I left here, I went to Darul Zakaria. And I was there, spent time, quality time with our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hafidhullah wa Ra'ah. And he just returned Monday night from Pakistan. So we had good discussion over a cup of tea and all that. Then between Maghrib and Isha, Hazrat taught Bukhari Sharif. So the whole dars, I was there. And I told Hazrat before Maghrib, I have to rush for janaza. So he said, you go anytime you want to. So anyway, so the whole dars finished. And then I rushed from there and came here here to the Khanka, quarter past 8, Jamaat, Isha Salat, and half past 8, they were picking up, and about quarter to 9. But you know when janaza, so it was just before 9 o'clock, we had the janaza because of family, and that I had to perform it, and you know, dua and so forth. So I left home 5 o'clock, plus minus, came back 10 o'clock, and then had supper after 10 o'clock. So hectic, hectic. Allah Ta'ala grant our Musa Kareem, Musi, he is in the rehab, complete shifa. Allah Ta'ala grant our sister Naseema Saluji and the Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah grant the brother, the husband he was, and that is Gora, you know, Gora Saluji, Babu Saluji, Sabri Jamil, the three children. I met the two sons there, the daughter is married, I believe. So Allah grant all of them Sabri Jamil. To lose a mother is not easy, it's very, very difficult. So all of us who have lost our parents and they passed away with Iman and Islam, then read always and daily Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Allah Ta'ala, make our khatima bil khair and let us die and pass away with Iman. اللَّهُمَ جَلْ خَيْرَ أَيَّامِنَا يَوْمَ نَلْقَاكَ فِي. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we meet you, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Well, Salim, we have 12, 13 minutes. Let's fire up with a rapid, quick fire Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, can interest money be used for any of the following? Electricity bill, petrol, to pay gardeners, laborers, school fees.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding interest, riba, sood, viaj, call it whatever you want to, is haram in all shapes and form and sizes. Chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. Allah Jalla wa'ala has mentioned clearly, explicitly, is haram. Wa ahallallahu al-bay'a wa harrama riba. Allah made riba, interest, totally haram. The one warning Allah mentions for people who get involved directly in the interest, remember, they are buying, they are selling, they are witnessing, they are the contracting parties in that interest related transaction, listen to the warning. Is the only place in the Quran Sharif you will find this. 6236 verses in the Noble Quran, chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you don't abstain and refrain from riba, interest giving, taking, witnessing, contracting, then you are still indulging and you don't want to listen. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All these examples you mentioned, brother, sister, all haram, to fill petrol, or you must remember that school fees, or whatever food, or whatever, pay gardener, all haram, you must remember. You cannot use interest for any of these things here. To you, use the interest for your own personal benefit, and this is pay for services rendered and so forth. All haram, not permissible.
Mufti Saab, please provide some clarity on cutting nails on a Wednesday. Is it advisable or not?
Best is to clip the nails Thursday night or Friday and so forth. So we prepare for Friday Jumu'ah. Inna Allah Ta'ala nazifun yuhibbun nazafa, is hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allah Jalla Wala is very, very clean and love cleanliness. You know, in English they stole all this from us. They say cleanliness is next to godliness. So that also is from us. It's not something the Westerners coined. They stole it from us and then they teach it to us again. So that is the tragedy of the Muslim Ummah today. So nevertheless, to say that Wednesdays you can't cut nails, clip nails and all that, there's no authentic hadith to that. People quote certain, but it's either very, very weak, da'if or maudhu, fabricated ahadith. To quote fabricated ahadith is totally haram. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, man kadaba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa maq'adahu minan nar. This hadith is mutawatir, has reached the stages of celebrity, meaning that is mentioned in Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasai, Ibn Majah, Mustan Ahmad, and everywhere. So remember, it's absolutely haram to attribute something to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which he, the Master alayhi salam, did not say. La li targhib wa la li tarhib. You can't say, no, I'm doing this to encourage people to do an action or to warn people. All that is haram. Spurious, fabricated al-ahadith Ghusl Mawdu'ah, all haram, not permissible. So this falls in that category. Very, very weak or very is Mawdu. So Wednesday, daytime, nighttime, anytime, clip your nails, all permissible, no problem. One day, Maulana Salim, you know very well, Hazrat Mufti Wali Hassan Sab Tonki, he passed away on a Friday in Ramadan. What a great giant scholar he was, Waliullah. So I was walking there. He said, in or out? So I went there, got frightened. He took out the nail clipper. He said, Kato. So I was clipping his nails, you understood, of Hazrat Mufti Wali Hassan Sahab, day in the madrasa, and then I got a shock, you know. So anyway, but Mufti Sahab was Mufti Sahab after all. Allah grant all the giants and all of them Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la. What great scholars they were, Ji.
Mufti Sahab, can the wife to be asked for a home to be gifted to her in form of mahar for nikah?
If you're going to get married to a Maulana and you're going to ask him for a house as mahar, I'm paying rental, mashallah, 47 years now. So you must remember this thing, for if you count Islamically. So remember that the Maulana will get finished. His janaza will come out before the nikah and all these things. If you're getting married to a millionaire, some tycoon, and that, you say, fine, I'll marry you. But the mahar must be that I want the house, I want the flat, I want on my name. So mashallah, they agree. So the mahar, the stipulation, will come from the wife-to-be. And if the husband-to-be, he agrees, then 100% is permissible. وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا. So remember, so that is the dalil, that you can give your wife mahar, millions and billions as well, provided both parties agree. That's a different issue, whether it is desirable, meritorious or not. But jaiz is jaiz, if both people, both parties reach an amicable and mutual agreement, then it's permissible. But remember, in this day, this age, very few people can afford that. But anyway, you're getting married to a tycoon and he agrees, so you must make sure it gets transferred to you before the nikah. And if it's before the nikah, then remember that it is a gift to you. And once you get married and so forth, then it becomes mahar and so forth and so on. So that is what will happen, Ji.
Mufti Sahab, do you have to pay zakat on interest received, like through life insurance after death?
Remember, life insurance and all that, yen months a dwert is another months a brought, and that one person dies, the buddle goes to other. So what your father, mother, or whoever, husband paid as premiums over 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, so that amount will go into the estate. All the excess amount, the interest and all that, that will be interest haram, so that will not form part of the estate, and there's no zakat on haram. Inna Allah tayyibun wa la yakbalu illa Tayyiba. Allah Jalla Wala is very pure, and Allah only accepts that what is pure. Wala tayammamul khabis. Do not make intention of giving things that are impure in the path of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So on that excess amount, it will not form part of the estate, and it is wajibu tasadduq, give it out to the poor and needy, give it out to the people in Syria, Palestine, Libya, wherever, Kashmir and Sudan, or for example, Burma, the Rohingya Muslims and so forth and so on. So that is what our advice will be. And there's la zakat of riba. There is no zakat in riba and interest and any haram thing. There's no zakat on that.
Mufti Sahab, are sisters entitled to inheritance from a deceased brother's estate?
When your brother passed away, we need to know. Always remember this in Islamic law of succession, Islamic law of inheritance. You ulama, you students, you Muslim brothers, sisters, this is 100% across the board. Once the deceased biological father is alive and is Muslim, so you must remember that all siblings of the deceased will be deprived. All brothers, sisters will be deprived. The mayyit, the deceased, was survived by his son, right? Biological son, and is Muslim. So if the father of the deceased comes, or the biological son comes, they survive, they are the heir, then all siblings, all brothers, sisters deprived. Finish. That's the law, 100% across the board. So you're not telling us that. So now your brother passed away, rahimahullah, and now you are the sister, or the sister passed away and you are the brother. If the father is alive and a Muslim, or the biological son is alive and a Muslim, Muslim, then all of you deprived. But if that person passed away and he has daughters, so one daughter or daughters and so forth, two or more, and there are no parents, or say no father, no son, right? Then you, the siblings, will inherit. The ratio will be 2-1 for brothers and sisters. So that's how you must understand it.
Okay, Saab, is it permissible for a woman in the state of haiz or nifas to sit in the room with the mayyit?
Here there are three different issues. Issue number one is this: whilst giving ghusl and bathing the deceased, so you, the ladies in the haiz and menses, you should not be there in that room. So after the ghusl, after the bathing, after the takfin, and that you must remember the kafan and shrouding and so forth, so that is now you bring the mayyit there to the room, and then you as a lady in menses and so forth, you sit after the bathing, after the kafan and shrouding and so forth, so then it's permissible. But if the mayyit is a strange man and all that, then obviously for you, you can't be sitting there. So remember, you must sit in another room, whether you're a tahira or a haiza, whether you are in the state of cleanliness or whether you are in your menses and so forth. Is a lady or is your father, brother and so forth, husband and whatever you, so then it will be permissible, you sit in the same room there.
Okay, Saab, can we use musallas, prayer mats, which have names written on them?
You see, the problem today is across the board, 90%, 95% Quran, Sharif taught us, yu'minuna bil ghaib. You must believe in the unseen. Today's Muslim, today's scholars, today's organizations, 90% are using Islam for making money. Islam has been commercialized everywhere across the board. So Sharia compliant, this halal logo, this scholar for dollar, that's the truth. Whether we like or don't like, that's the truth. So our Darul Ulooms and all of them, now miras has come. The father started the madrasa, then the son will run it, then the son-in-law will run it, and then by the time you finish, they got the whole empire with public money and nobody's accountable. So, I mean, let us be honest about this issues here. So that is how it runs. You go to India, Pakistan, you come to South Africa, I don't say all now obviously, but many of them, that's how they operate. It has become a big, big money making thing. You must remember this type of things here. So therefore we need to be very clear. So now you take, people go Makkah, Medina, they come back, and now the name Ahmad is written on a musalla, Muhammad, Fatima, Zainab, Aisha. These are all greatest personalities, remember, and you place on the floor. And then you're going to read Salat. While you're reading Salat, you're distracted by your name and all that. Not permissible that. That you buy it is permissible. You make a frame and then put on your wall or something. So that's fine. But to use it as a musalla and you're going to read on that, we say not permissible that. You are desecrating the holy personalities, great personalities of Islam. Sometimes Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nami, Ismi Grami, honorable name, sometime the honorable name of Sahaba and so forth. So therefore not permissible. Last question, Malana.
Okay, Sam, on the same token, a question is asked, what about those musallas which has the Kaaba or Masjid al-Nabawi on the musalla? Can we read salah on that musalla?
You can read salat. Before, in the olden days, remember that everybody, 99%, 90% of us used to read like that. Nowadays, mashallah, past 30, 40 years, mashallah, the ulama made great effort to educate the ummah and so forth. So Darul Ulooms came, Tabligh Jamaat came, this happened, that happened. So mashallah, so now you hardly see that, but your salat will be valid, but isu'ul adab is disrespectful that we read salat and we put that masjid on the floor and so forth. So وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. So chapter 22 verse 32, we must show respect to the symbols and landmarks of Almighty Allah. That is the sign of taqwa and piety. Tonight, Rustenburg, insha'Allah, and the lecture will be live on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the program Isha Salat is 8 o'clock day Jamaat in the Jami Masjid Zindiawal, and the program should start 8:20, 8:30 around there, insha'Allah. We play or record our sincerest thanks to our Haji Yusuf, Jusabba Brownie, Uncle Brownie, and to Haji, remember, Yaqub Suleiman, Ibrahim and Yaqub. Allah Ta'ala reward them all. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.